From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's request to reinstate a temporary travel ban from seven countries. The early Sunday ruling by a court of appeals in San Francisco came after the U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal in response to a federal judge's decision Friday. In a series of tweets Sunday, the president said Americans should blame the judge and the court system if anything happens as a result of the ruling. Vice President Mike Pence told Fox News Sunday that foreign policy decisions should not be made by judges.
We don't appoint judges to our district courts to conduct foreign policy or to make decisions about our national security. Under statutory law and under the Constitution, that authority belongs to the President of the United States.
Meanwhile, many travelers from the seven banned countries arrived in the U.S. Sunday. President Trump says he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, but is not sure that the two will get along. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly told the president that Mr. Putin was a killer, and the president responded by likening the United States to Russia and saying, "We've got a lot of killers." President Trump also said that he would put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of a commission to investigate allegations of voter fraud during the November 8th election. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump has agreed to meet with NATO leaders in May. That meeting was lined up during a phone call with Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Officials in Afghanistan say an avalanche caused by heavy snow struck a remote village Sunday in the eastern province of Nuristan. They say at least 50 people were killed, putting the nationwide death toll from avalanches to nearly 100. This is VOA News. Serbs in Kosovo's ethnically divided city of Mitrovica Sunday tore down a wall that ethnic Albanians say aggravated tensions in the area. Bulldozers quietly knocked down the 2-meter concrete barrier after talks between the ethnic Albanians and the city's Serb minority. After 6 days of huge public protests, Romania's Social Democrat government Sunday repealed a cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. That move by the government came as tens of thousands of demonstrators jammed Bucharest's Victory Square for a sixth night of protests, widely seen as the largest anti-government rallies in that country since the 1989 fall of dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. French judicial sources say Abdullah al-Hamami, the man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris, is refusing to speak to investigators. Meanwhile, the suspect's father is telling the Associated Press that his son is not a terrorist. He said he trusts the French judiciary system to find the truth behind the charges against his 28-year-old son.
Chacun en convient, l'Union européenne est un échec.
Speaking to supporters in the city of Lyon, France, far-right leader Marine Le Pen called for putting France first. The theme echoed a slogan used in America by Donald Trump during his election campaign. Opinion polls show Le Pen in the lead for the first round of the presidential election. In her speech Sunday at the National Front Party Congress, she also attacked mass immigration, globalization, and Islamic fundamentalism. Ukraine says two of its soldiers have been wounded while fighting separatist forces in the east. Rebels in the east report mortars have been fired at them by government forces. At least 33 people have been killed since the recent increase in violence in eastern Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking approval for a law that would legalize dozens of Jewish settlement outposts in the West Bank. Members of Mr. Netanyahu's government coalition are pressuring him to bring the bill to a vote despite domestic and international opposition. There are media reports that Syrian troops advanced Sunday, chipping away at territory held by the Islamic State group. Forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are concentrating on the nation's north as well as the cities of Damascus and Palmyra. Government-aligned forces were said to be closer to the town of al-Bab. The New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons are in the midst or almost at the end of their Super Bowl 51 game. As I walked into the studio, Atlanta was in the lead. Who knows? In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.